This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. In a big jolt to Aam Aadmi Party, more than two-thirds of the Aam Aadmi Party MPs in the Rajya Sabha have quit the party and merged with the BJP. Of them, three Rajya Sabha MPs, Raghav Chadha, Sandeep Pathak and Ashok Mittal, visited the BJP headquarters and met BJP President Nitin Naveen. The BJP chief welcomed them by offering sweets. The other four MPs who have quit the Aam Aadmi Party and decided to join the BJP are Harbhajan Singh, Swati Maliwal, Vikram Sahni and Rajendra Gupta. Welcoming Mr. Chadha, Mr. Pathak and Mr. Mittal into the BJP, Mr. Naveen, in a social media post, also extended his best wishes to these MPs to work under the dynamic leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Earlier, addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Chadha alleged that the Aam Aadmi Party, which was formed with a pledge to end corruption, is now trapped in the hands of corrupt and compromised individuals. He said in the Rajya Sabha, the Aam Aadmi Party has 10 MPs and more than two-thirds of them are with the decision to join BJP. Mr. Chadha said that they have already signed and submitted all the documents to the chairman of the Rajya Sabha.
We, the two-third members of parliament belonging to the Aam Aadmi Party in Rajya Sabha, exercise the provisions of the Constitution of India and merge ourselves with the BJP.
On the resignation of its Rajya Sabha MPs, Aam Aadmi Party leader Sanjay Singh accused them of betraying the people of Punjab as well as the party which had given them the opportunity to serve the nation. In West Bengal, campaigning is in full swing ahead of the second and final phase of assembly elections to 142 seats scheduled for the 29th of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today criticised TMC government on the issues of corruption, unemployment and infiltration. Addressing an election rally at Baruipur in South 24 Parganas district, Mr. Modi claimed that the voting trend in the first phase indicated setbacks for the ruling Trinamool Congress in several districts. He alleged that TMC-sponsored infiltration has forced many youths of the state to seek jobs outside Bengal. On the other hand, addressing an election rally in Howrah today, Trinamool Congress chairperson and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee claimed that the state remains in safe hands under her leadership. The Supreme Court has ruled out that no court can compel a woman, especially a minor, to carry a pregnancy against her will. A bench of justices, B.V. Nagaratnan, Ujja Bhuyan today permitted a 15-year-old girl to medically terminate her over 7-month pregnancy, emphasizing that a woman's reproductive autonomy must be given the highest priority. Government has said domestic LPG supply across the country is smooth and no dryout has been at any distributor. Addressing an inter-ministerial briefing in New Delhi, Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma said that government is ensuring that supplies of domestic LPG continue without any disruption amid the evolving situation in West Asia. Ms. Sharma added that commercial LPG supply has been restored up to 70%. She said that petrol and diesel supplies in the country are also adequate, and no dryout has been reported at any petrol pump. Director in the Ministry of Ports and Shipping and Waterways, Mandeep Singh Randhawa, said that the government continues to engage with every stakeholder to ensure the welfare of all Indian seafarers and uninterrupted maritime operations. U.S. says it is expanding blockade against Iran on a global scale. Speaking to reporters at the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said their expanding naval blockade of Iran was tightening by the hour and Tehran now faces a stark choice. He said Iran must either accept a nuclear deal or face a mounting economic collapse under sustained U.S. pressure. The defense secretary said Operation Epic Fury has delivered decisive military results in just weeks and the mission remained unchanged that Iran will not have a nuclear weapon. Indian shooters continued their dominance at the ISSF Junior Shooting World Cup in Cairo, Egypt, by winning a gold medal today. In the 10-meter air rifle mixed team event, Shambhavi Shravan Kshirsagar and Divyanshu Shailendra Devangan secured the gold medal. India is currently at the top of the medal tally with 4 gold, 5 silver and 3 bronze medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.